Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey.
Enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of one!
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi everybody. It's the biscuit podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man.
It's time, biscuit babies. We're back. Big Ran.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Cold.
Cold. It's like 70 fucking 5 degrees.
I just slammed a blizzard from DQ.
Nah, I just slammed a little bat like a man. I told the dude on Twitter I would have a Labatt on the show tonight in honor of him, but I forget his fucking name now. Who was that guy?
Well, James Minch.
Minch. Minch, you fucking Minch.
What a fucking Minch.
This Labatt's for you, bud. He said, I don't know, told some fucking person on Twitter we were the best NHL podcast, which I don't really consider us an NHL podcast, but you know what we're going to do right now?
Talk nothing but the NHL.
So I guess I'm a fucking idiot.
It was Kevin Nagandy of ESPN said, I'm getting pretty late to this podcast thing. Send me your favorites. And James said, gotta be the biscuit, best NHL podcast around. I'd have to agree, James.
Is James a robot or is he seems like a real person?
He's an engineer.
Oh, there's no way he's listening to the biscuit.
Austin, Texas. Looks like good. Just all around good guy.
Yeah, I hope he fucking either jerks off really weird or drinks a shit ton. Well, there's just a few things I want to mention before we get into the season opener, which was Wednesday. We're recording today, which is Tuesday. Vegas is going to play tonight. What a class act organization they're becoming. Not having any advertisements on the boards tonight, just Vegas strong. I think that's some powerful shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're becoming a fan favorite.
Is there anyone that doesn't like them?
How could you not?
The white gloves, dude. Nate Schmidt's a fucking badass. The Shipikov fucking cock train, though, that thing's derailing quick.
It'll be back. I'll be inside that fucking train riding it the rest of the year soon.
He just took the cock train back to Russia today.
Yeah, but so what happened? He
was sat to the or put down to the AHL for the first two games.
Yeah.
And he got butthurt about it.
Because he was, like, minor hurt or something.
I'm not even sure. Is that why?
So, yeah, I think that's what originally.
And then
he was supposed to come back.
Well, you're 2-0. Sorry. And then...
They need to just play him, though.
Oh, for sure. He's good. And you can't have this shit happening. This is going to... Two games in and you got fucking Russians going back to Russia? That's the last thing you need.
I heard it was something about to do with his wife or something.
Well, that's what he said. But he basically just put fucking $9 million in his pocket and went back to Russia. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think he'll be back. I don't know what they're doing, but I read something their GM said that he's not going back to the KHL. And TSN reported he's not going back to the KHL. And all that was just a rumor, so... I don't know. We'll see what happens with him.
TSN said he's not going back?
Yeah, and so did the GM from Vegas.
McPhee?
Yeah, so I mean...
Well, I would expect to see him back then.
I think he'll play.
Well, we might as well get it out of the way before we get into the season opener while we're talking about the KHL. Did you see the dude murder the guy on the ice?
Yeah. Yes. It was Steven Zakharchuk. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I don't want you to come find me because after watching that hit, I know you can beat my ass.
Oh, yeah, and they're all in the fucking mafia. Now,
he absolutely murders that dude.
Did his skate stay on the ice when he hit him?
Fuck no, he flipped. He almost completely flips over.
The dude didn't have his fucking head up, though. I mean...
Oh, God. I just watched it.
It's on. You just tweeted it from your Twitter account?
Yeah.
Big Ram Bartram. So if you don't know the hit we're talking about, go watch it. Stephen Bentley sent it to me in fourth line voice in the DM, so that's how I had seen it, and it's fucking brutal.
You said it hard to his feet airborne. His feet are in that guy's face. That's how fucking high his feet get off the ground.
Hey, man. Well, he got eight games. Did he get 8 games or 12 games?
Eight. That is the dirtiest hit I've ever seen watching any level of hockey.
No.
Are you kidding me? That's straight up injury. That has nothing to do with playing hockey. He's aiming for his head.
I liked it.
He rears back.
I'm sure that fucking other Russian deserved it.
Fucked his wife.
I liked it. I thought it was fucking clean. Clean play.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I love shit like that. It's just...
Definitely not the dirtiest play and dirtiest hit.
One of? That's nasty.
I think Sidney Crosby's cutting off of fucking what's-his-name's hand was more dirty.
I think you're talking about when Vader cuts off Skywalker's hand, because that never happened.
Or the dude that took the fucking stick to the back of the dude's head, that was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Bertuzzi's punch.
That's a punch.
That one wasn't that. If that fucking dude hadn't been knocked out and hit the ice, that behind the back punch wouldn't have been that bad.
We're talking about a straight up hit.
Yeah.
You're talking about people using sticks. I'm talking about just a fucking hit.
10 out of 10.
The hit? Oh, yeah, 11 out of 10. It's amazing.
10 out of 10. Does anyone know if that guy's okay?
No.
He's dead.
I don't know.
I would assume he's not okay.
The team that dude played for is the AK Bars. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's fucking Russian. Well, while we're talking about hits, man, we're just fucking killing the segues here today. Tom Wilson gets suspended for 4 games after his 2-game suspension. I'm pretty sure he's just going to keep doing that all year.
Well, all right. He's played 4 seasons where he was on the edge of all the time of getting suspended and never did. And now he's been suspended twice in 2 weeks.
I didn't see the latest one. I saw the hit where he got the 2 games. That was a little late. The puck was away from him. But we had discussed, if you watch it live, it was pretty damn bang bang. But this one was a boarding. You can't have boarding. So, you know, especially the game after 2-game suspension, he's got to be a little smarter, I guess. But having not watched it, I don't know, 4 games.
He said it's a hard-hitting sport. It's a fast sport. That's obviously part of my game. It always has been. It's an honest game. It's a hard-hitting game. It's a fast game. That's the way I try to play it. That's what he said before, right before his hearing.
So is he a real man and didn't apologize like all these other pussy-ass athletes?
That's basically what he said about going into the hearing. It's the way he plays. It's the way he's always played.
Well, good for him.
He did lose like $100,000 next 4 games.
Whoopty shit, that's like me losing 50 cents in the fucking soda machine, dude. It's nothing. That's a nothing. Yep.
But they play the Penguins, Senators, Canadiens, and Tampa Bay in those 4 games.
But I think they're already off to a better start than anybody had predicted them to be.
Except me.
Yeah, you were one of the few people that weren't selling on the I mean, most people still had them in the playoffs. But what did you have them in second?
Yeah, right behind them, and if not finished, I mean, I knew Ovechkin was going to do what he's doing.
Well, I think he's doing a little bit more than you thought he was going to do.
No.
You could not have fucking predicted that he would be the first player in 100 years to have back-to-back Hatties in the first two opening games. If you think you predicted that, I know for sure that you're smoking dope again.
That's, I don't know if I said that or not last week or not, but I might have.
That's clear, 100% proof. Did you happen to listen to the Bisquick I did where I recanted my whole playoff picks?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have the Capitals going in. I had nightmares all night long, like thinking, "What the fuck did I?" I had New Jersey and Carolina.
You didn't even have them in the playoffs?
No. No, I don't. I was fucking, dude. The season previews I did talking to all these people fucked with my picks so much, and I was like going off of what all these people said and.
The fans of the teams?
Yes. What's crazy is all the fans of all these teams don't think their teams are making the playoffs. It's fucking crazy to me. But we didn't pick who we think is going to go to the cup after our predictions. We don't need to break down the whole playoffs. Who do you got out of the West? Who do you got in the East? Who do you have winning the cup? Sure. I know. We've seen, 4 days of games, so it might have swayed it a little bit, but just don't be a cunt and be honest.
Well, I have it written down.
Oh, okay. From the notes from the other show?
Yeah. Let me go turn the page here.
Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away.
Is that the Nickelback remake?
Yeah,
the Chad Kroger edition.
Dude, if I could get my hands on a fucking cover of Nickelback covering Metallica, covering Bob Seger,
covering Metallica doing Seger.
Yeah, I would be.
They're not even remaking the Seger version.
Labatt couldn't make enough beer for me to drink to that song. I can fucking guarantee you that.
I got Chicago, Pittsburgh.
Okay, is what I forget who I said it to in the season previews, but that's what I want to see. I think that would be a good end to the chapter of these guys. Is really solidifying who is the champs. You know, is it Kane or Taves? Is it Sidney and his people? And then getting ready for Connor McDavid to win one probably next year, not this year.
I don't think they'll make it out of the West playoff.
So before the season started, I would have said Ducks, Penguins. Now I'm saying Chicago. Chicago, either Tampa, but I'm saying Chicago, Pittsburgh. I'm going to agree with you.
I knew Chicago would bounce back. I mean, they got Saad back, Sharp back.
Oh, and Saad's playing exactly how I thought he would. He's happy to be back in Chicago, and he's super fucking talented.
Yep, and even Sharp's playing good again. I mean, they got, like, the team back that they had.
They definitely are doing what they need to do to reassert themselves and be like, okay, we're still Chicago.
Oh, Kane's playing lights out.
Yeah, he's pretty goddamn good. Yeah.
His backhander behind the net through like Letang's leg for the first goal against the Penguins was disturbing. It was a pass. It was like one of the better passes I've seen. It was awesome.
He's incredibly underestimated as a fucking passer.
Yeah, he especially backhand passer. He's so good. His backhand pass is amazing.
I'd like to see his blade. I wonder how flat it is.
I don't know, but they're. If they can keep, my biggest concern with them in the playoffs will be Crawford.
Who's backup in Chicago?
I forget.
Doesn't fucking matter. I mean, they'll be fine.
It's hot, they're winning.
They'll be fine. I don't see anybody in the Central really giving them problems in the playoffs. I think they're going to have their head on pretty straight this go around.
I had them sweeping the Predators last year.
Oh, for sure.
I felt like a jackass having Nashville make the playoffs this year. I still don't think they're that fucking good. I think they just got hot at the right time, and they, you know, it was right when the playoffs started.
Their biggest game they wanted was obviously against Pittsburgh, fucking fight night.
What?
When they played Pittsburgh Saturday night, the rematch they wanted.
What did you call it?
Fight night. There was like
two fucking fights.
No, it was just nothing. It was just back and forth all game.
Yeah, real gritty PK Subban fucking out there grinding. No, I thought the Reeves and McLeod fight was awesome.
Yeah, and then he's a badass. I like him a lot.
Ryan Reeves is a fucking beast. You don't see too many guys fighting twice in a season, let alone in a game anymore. So my hat's off to him.
He's calling it the Revo hat trick.
Jesus Christ. What, two fights and a goal?
Two fights and a goal. They have Anton Forsberg.
Oh, shit. They'll be fine.
As their backup goalie.
They'll be fine. He does very well in big games. Well, at least in the AHL, he did in the playoffs. So I don't know. It's a completely different beast, but I think they'll be fine having him. Hopefully, they don't.
Drafted by the Blue Jackets.
What's that?
Drafted by the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, he won the Calder Cup.
Anton.
Yes. did you watch the Mighty Ducks on NHL Network?
I didn't watch all of it. I did watch a little of it, though.
I caught a little of it. Go ahead and just fucking watch that on Netflix, though, without the fucking commercials. Or Hulu, whatever the fuck it's on.
Hey, you say that, but the other day I watched Desolation Smog on TBS, and I own the movie, and it took like 9 hours to watch it on cable.
I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
Desolation of Smog?
Oh, fucking The Hobbit.
It was on TV.
My wife does this all the time where she'll be watching a movie on TBS or TNT that we own, and it will drive me furious.
I do it all the time, too.
There's absolutely no fucking point to it.
No. Star Wars, I will stop it and go get the DVD.
She has never seen Shawshank Redemption without commercials.
They do that Shawshank weekend?
Shawshank.
Plays for 48 hours straight.
They're fucking Sylvester Stallone's out at the reformatory right now making a new movie. Prison Break 2, dude.
Prison Break
2. Where they break back into prison. It's going to be a huge hunk of shit, dude. I can't wait. Speaking
That's
of...
not real.
Yeah, I don't know if they're breaking back into prison. They should. But speaking of huge pieces of shit, Greg Wasinski resigns from the editor spot at Yahoo. Was it Puck Daddy blog?
Yeah, Yahoo Sports. He's the editor in chief.
One, if you come up to me and tell me you're an editor of a fucking blog, I know I can kick your ass. Two, he has some good takes. He's a huge PUD, and from my sources, it was no surprise that he resigned because he had said some controversial things about Mr. Subban and all this standing, kneeling, and black athlete shit, basically saying if PK didn't have the same opinions as Greg Wasinski that PK is wrong and is inferior and shouldn't. You know, should feel bad for not taking a stand or some shit like that. And anyone that's ever heard PK Subban talk, you know, he'll describe himself, and he may be the least racist person alive because he'll be like, you know, about 10% of what I do involves me being a black human. And I'm like, well, you know, because he could go the opposite way and really, I mean, but the dude grew up in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
Not Detroit. Yeah, this shit means nothing to him.
No.
Nor should it. It's gone out off the fucking rails either way. But so he resigns, and I saw today that ESPN hired him.
Yeah.
I thought ESPN got rid of everybody on their hockey department.
Well, that just – it makes me so fucking mad that he is the fucking hockey writer for – he's the NHL analyst and reporter for ESPN is what he is now. So he occasionally does reports for SportsCenter.
So he's Barry Melrose.
They still have Barry, but you know me. I used to be the biggest. I mean, I was the guy that woke up and watched ESPN for like fucking 12 hours straight.
Yeah, most people. That's what I used to do.
And I can't even fucking watch it for 15 minutes now without getting pissed off or just fucking turning it.
Oh, I will try every now and again, but I can literally make it probably about a segment or two, and it's rough. So I guess it makes sense. He definitely fits the new shoe of ESPN because he has – I'm not sure he ever played hockey. And if you've ever listened – I'm not – do they even do the Puck Soup podcast anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
But him and Dave Loza are a fucking couple clowns, dude. And even Loza said something that had me fired up. And I've always told myself not to fucking talk about him on this podcast. But because he says stupid shit. What are they called? Like to fucking troll people. So he said something about like, oh, yeah, it's disrespectful to hold your fist up during the national anthem, but not to throw an octopus on the ice. You know, that's yeah. Not just, dude, the fucking fans aren't in question here. That's the athletes. And it wasn't like Tomas Tatar threw a fucking octopus out on the ice.
Like yeah, the whole anthem shit's getting out of control.
And now we had to fucking, it's getting into hockey and it just needs to stop. Cause I'm not going to let it. I on Twitter, I just stopped following people. I got fucking so sick of it. And I'm not going to let it fucking ruin my hockey season. I can barely watch fucking the NFL.
Yeah, and then Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, came out and said that there will not be protesting during the NBA games. It's in there. They signed the contract saying that one of the NBA rules is standing for the national anthem.
The players signed it?
It's part of the NBA handbook. It's part of the rules.
Oh, no shit.
And he said it always has been.
You remember that dude back in the 90s used to sit?
The Denver Nugget?
I think he was a Sacramento King. Not Sharif Abdul-Rahim, but...
I was going to say, I remember Sharif.
Yeah,
and ruined his career. He was like Rookie of the Year for the Nuggets, and then like... Muslim and like it ruined his NBA career somehow.
It was a point guard Muslim, and he would sit during then it was over, and it didn't fucking matter. And he sucked at basketball, and people got on over it.
That's the guy I'm talking about, Sharif. Oh man, what is his name?
It wasn't Abdul Rahim.
I know this dude's a point guard. He was like Rookie of the Year, SEC Player of the Year twice in college.
That was before his name was what it is now.
Yeah, his name was like Scott Wilson. What was his name?
I don't know.
He just played in that 3-on-3 tournament with Ice Cube.
Oh, how big of a shit show was that?
I don't know, but Michael Rappaport rules.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
He's so fucking funny, too. He's so funny.
Other news, and JT Brown news, he had 0 goals, 0 assists, 0 points, and maybe 35 seconds of ice time.
He did have one fist, though.
Yeah, he did score on a fist. So good for him. Hey, it's a way to stay on Twitter. We probably had more fucking retweets on me like showing my butt cheeks than him raising his fist. But
The thing is he probably got interviewed more after that game than anyone.
Yeah, dude, he's got fucking terrible hair, dude. And that's, you gotta fucking do something about that. So, other news and some, you know, while we're on the light foot of people kneeling and standing, we do have to shout out a rest in peace to Mr. Strader. One hell of an announcer, one hell of a man. Battled through cancer, did a game late for Dallas after, you know, going through cancer therapy. One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, not only did Dallas, but Detroit Red Wings,
yep,
Florida Panthers, and the Phoenix Coyotes, along with the Dallas Stars.
The Wings through their heyday, really, too, if I remember.
Yeah, like 70s and 80s, right?
I thought he was in the 90s.
Oh, okay, 80s, 90s. I knew it was some time in there.
Yeah, so, you know, our like I said before, we don't think and we don't pray, so we hope his family's okay and everybody around him. And Hockey Lost a good one with that guy, man. He's a good fucking dude. I really enjoyed his calling.
He did the Red Wings from 85 to 96.
So he saw a cup there then.
Yeah.
And Emmerich had a really good little thing he did for him on opening night. What are your thoughts of I gotta talk about the Penguins intros on opening night.
It was amazing.
One, every team does Metallica song now.
Yeah, but they did Fire on High before that, which if you know me, I love ELO.
Phil Kessel.
Oh. Never looked so good. I almost threw up from excitement.
Does he shower before games, or is he just like greaseball?
I don't know what it's. I think he ate a fucking Big Mac before the game. That's what he looked like. He looked like he's got the meat sweats.
He did look like he had.
He just ate so much sausage before that game.
He 100% looked like he just got out of the back of fucking that fucking. Moving van in Home Alone where John Candy's in the back. The fucking polka. He looked like he just hopped out of the fucking back of that box truck, ate a fucking hot dog and hopped on the ice. Like, hadn't seen a mirror in fucking weeks. Hair looks like shit.
Polka, polka, polka.
Yes, polka, polka, polka. So he was my first fucking. And then Antti Niemi comes out and basically figure skates his way over to the line. So that was fucking weird. There was something about, Jake the Snake was definitely hungover. And,
yeah, he rules.
And I didn't know Hagelin was transitioning.
They did look good.
Yeah, he looks better than fucking Caitlin.
Phil Kessel, he came out of there, I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me, dude. And his hair. And after they played Nashville, they asked Bonino, like, you know, a bunch of questions, obviously, because first time seeing Pitt and it being so soon. And they were like, what do you think about Phil's hair? And he was really professional about it, and I'm surprised. He said, I have no room to talk about anyone's hair. Phil looks great.
Yeah, no shit. How did Bonino play that game? I didn't watch. I only watched the fights later on from that game.
I was at the ND hockey game.
Oh, so you didn't get to see it. How was the ND game?
I was just getting updates. Amazing. They are really good this year.
But they're ranked like fourth, aren't they?
Super excited, yeah. That won't be the only game I go to. They are physical, and they have never played the way I watch them play.
Was it opening weekend?
Yeah.
Was there a bunch of people there?
It was pretty decent.
Did they win?
Yeah, 4-0.
Fuck yeah. Who'd they play?
Alabama Huntsville.
Well, that's for sure not a real hockey team, so.
They're in the Big Ten this year.
Is their first year?
They left the Hockey East. Yeah, they're in the Big Ten. Did you see the new jersey I got?
The one your wife was wearing?
I got one, too.
Oh, yeah. Those are sick.
I had to get the new one.
Did you get a white one as well?
No, I got blue.
Yeah, those are fucking sick. That's a fun
you need to look up when they play Columbus and fucking.
I know. I know. I'd like to take the girls to a women's hockey game down there too.
Take see when they play Columbus. Call up Emery. Go pick them up. Take them.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. So the Penguins intros were fucking. They were definitely fucking amusing. Columbus, dude, was like, it was super fucking awkward. It was like a house band, like DJ kind of shit. It was, I don't know.
I hate that shit. Buffalo did that to some shitty band, too.
I guess maybe that's, it made sense for Columbus, actually, now that I think of it. It was super, super Columbus. And it just reminded me, oh, I am not like our fan base at all.
No, you're not.
So, but I was glad that Columbus came out and won and put New York away in a strong fashion. They needed that, needed the young guys to come out and perform. Sonny Milano looked great. Bob gets, you know, first shutout, first win, first game. Looked great. Panarin looked good. Wenberg looked, I mean, everybody looked really good. And then, as you know, playing Chicago is not going to be easy this year.
No.
That Pittsburgh game might have been the hardest ass whooping I've ever seen.
10-1?
Yeah.
10-1?
Did you hear Sidney talking about it?
No.
He just goes, it was like 2-0 in 30 seconds. He's like, it was pathetic.
And he goes, if they came out and lost to Nashville in the next game, I might have given up already.
0-2. That was weird.
No, they tied. They were 0-1-1. They're now 1-1-1-1-1-1.
0-4.
They're now 1-1-1. Hey, last year the Blue Jackets beat them 7-1. Last year, someone else, like the fucking...
The team had lost a lot of players.
Or someone beat them 7-0.
They lost a lot of players, man. It might take a minute.
That's what I think. That's why I'm not even worried.
I mean, no big deal.
They have fucking Greg Lake McGreg playing.
Greg McKeag, dude.
Greg McGreg.
He's on a rare list of...
He's playing pretty well.
He's on a rare list of Penguins that I actually like. It doesn't happen very often.
They just... I think Sullivan is a master of lines.
Somebody was talking about a pair of titties. Was that opening night? Someone was saying there's a pair of sweet tits behind Sullivan on one of the games.
He probably makes it always like that. Casey gets upset.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
He's a master of lines. He proved it in the last 2 years in the playoffs.
Dude.
Always makes adjustments. He'll figure this team out. They'll figure each other out.
So. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like because of all the young talent in the league that there's a bunch of young fans in the league because most of the older people don't watch it anymore because the game's so different. But like the NHL seems to have the biggest crybaby bitch fans like of any sport I've ever seen. Like, Corpusalo played the second game. It was back-to-backs. So Bob didn't play. He went to Chicago. Got beat up on. And people are wondering if he can be a backup, like, after one game. Like, should we trade Corpusalo? Is it time to fucking get rid of him? The Sharks look terrible. They're burned the whole program. Mike.
Well, I hate that shit about it.
Mike, what the fuck are you talking about?
3 games in.
Yeah, can you just fucking enjoy that hockey's back on, please?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute till you realize, oh, okay, this team's going to be fucking good this year.
I heard wise words, and you know, many people have said it before, and people will say it after, but I heard it on the Unhealthy Scratch podcast this morning. You can't win the cup in October, but you can lose it. So, yeah, some of these games are going to mean something, but, like, it's 3 fucking games, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
yeah, you want to start winning here in the next couple weeks, but it's not time to start fucking trading guys already.
No. To be honest, you really only have to be 500 by the end of this month to even...
You really want to make it out of October 500, for sure.
Other than that, I don't even think it matters if you're not even 500, as long as you're not like 1-7.
Right. It's yeah, you can't be coming out like that. You want to be right around that range, or depending on what else is happening in your division, too.
Well, you just want to be... You want to be playing good, too. Like, I mean, like, everyone's talking shit about the Penguins. They're 1-1-1 right now. So it's like...
Well, do you think they've played well? Because that Chicago game, Antti Niemi fucking sucks.
Oh, they were done. Like he said, they were done.
Quick.
Yeah. But I've seen them do that a lot. They gave up 7 goals to Ottawa in the playoffs last year. They do shit like that.
Yeah, it fucking... Everybody's got their fucking nights, man. Some guys...
Like I said, they came back and put up a 4-0 shutout against Nashville. I said, okay, here's the fucking team that should have came out night one.
I wonder if Bonino, do you know if he played well that game?
Like I said, I didn't get to watch it. I imagine not. He's not good.
And you still don't have fucking center ice.
Fuck him, huh?
And you still don't have center ice.
No.
It's fucking 2017, dude. We got a black president. Get a fucking center ice package already.
Speaking of president, the Penguins went to go see him today.
Oh, yeah. Well, fucking Twitter was all butthurt about that, too. Oh, it's fucking wild. The Penguins didn't tweet about going to the White House today. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Go count your pubes. Get the fuck off my timeline.
Trump has ruined America.
I still got a job.
Not by, like, just by getting voted. He's made everyone sad.
Ah, dude, this fucking needed a change. This is what they wanted. This is what they're going to get. It's the only way to fucking not more of the same. It's gonna be fine. You got to think the next president can't be worse.
Yeah.
And more of the same would have been worse, in my opinion, too. Something had to give, but we're not here to talk fucking politics.
No.
But, you know, I'm glad they went to the fucking White House, man. It's
tradition.
It's tradition. Fucking people need some goddamn tradition in their lives, dude. Sit down with your fucking family, eat dinner. If you win the fucking Stanley Cup, you go to the fucking White House.
What did I tell you? 10 of the players were American?
You turn the lights off when you have sex.
I tweeted you that, right?
Yeah. 10.
It was like 10 or 11. It was a lot of players, which I was impressed at how many Americans played on that team last year.
Phil Kessel was 4 of them. And they didn't get him a jersey. Did you see that? They got him a golf bag. That's hilarious.
That is cool.
Dude be golfing, man. He'd be golfing.
That's probably their little slick way of saying fuck you.
Yeah, I guess. But he's totally going to use that fucking golf bag more than he would a goddamn jersey.
Did you hear the stuff he was saying?
No, I don't ever. Dude, I watch NHL Network and hockey games, and besides that, out of sight, out of mind, dude. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It was all on the Penguins feed, so I was reading it.
Was he saying awesome shit?
Oh, he was reading straight from a fucking script. Like, he was like, Sidney Crosby, does this guy know how to win or what?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Good for him. I'll fucking watch it later, dude. Probably beat off to it.
Like, the only people he mentioned were, like, Phil and Malkin and Letang.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about ice hockey.
He was coming straight out of a fucking script.
He likes fucking Tom Brady, and that's it.
And he was like, Sidney, am I going to see you next year? I think so.
It sounds awesome. It sounds like a fucking good time. I actually tweeted out earlier that we, as in you and I, enjoyed our trip to the fucking White House today, and I like actually got like a few like people to retweet it, like thinking that we actually went there. We did not get invited to the White House, you stupid fucks. Dude,
I wouldn't go. I'd protest it.
I don't even get invited to my mom's house, let alone the fucking White House. You ain't protesting shit. If I tell you to fucking go, you'll be there.
Protesting.
You don't even fucking vote. You dope smoking fucking Michigander. other news on opening night. You get a hat trick. You get a hat trick. You get a hat trick. Fucking Oprah was dealing out fucking hat tricks like fucking dildos, man.
I don't think. I kind of really want an Oprah dildo.
You couldn't handle an Oprah dildo, dude.
There it is.
There's actually
your fucking t-shirt, Shane O'Mac.
There actually is an Oprah dildo.
No, I'm just saying. He said that every episode has a t-shirt.
Oh.
I said, there it is. You couldn't handle Oprah's dildo.
Dude, it really is true. And Shane O'Mac usually points them out, too. But there, if you go through, what is this, episode 38, but really like episode 60 with all the fucking season previews, there is some quality gold. So you guys are welcome for fucking letting me listen or letting you listen to us. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, Connor McDavid, hat trick. Wayne Train, fucking hat trick, dude. That dude's he's kind of a fucking beast.
Yeah, he's good.
He's kind of a fucking beast, man. He's turned my opinion about him around, too. I used to fucking hate him, and every year I like him a little bit more. But yeah, he's due for a little bitch move where he'll hit the camera with his stick or something or, like, start crying. So I'm waiting for that because every time I start to like him, he does something real fucking like I was born in 1992 shit.
Yeah, it's true.
And then not opening night, but the next night. Or did Washington play opening night?
For some reason, I don't think so.
I think they played Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So Ovi goes ahead and gets the first game for him?
No, hat trick first night.
Then four.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's not good for anybody.
I told you last episode, he's going to lead the league in goals.
Well, that's not really fucking breaking fucking the news. That's not breaking news. Ovechkin might score the most goals in the NHL.
Well, with the way people were fucking talking, they were acting like it kind of is fucking news.
Yeah, maybe.
I just figured he didn't have to worry about so much because everyone wasn't talking about him for the first time in fucking 3 years.
I own the bank. The bank works for me. So, ipso facto.
Saad had a hat trick.
Oh, holy fuck. Yeah, he did. And what, fucking Austin Matthews has like 69 points in four games.
Yeah, Nikolaj Ehlers had a hat trick too for Winnipeg.
Dude, he's a fucking boss.
So there's already been like six hat tricks.
I have every other Jet player on my fucking fantasy team except for Ehlers, and he's the only one scoring.
Did Jesper have a hat trick, or did he only get two goals in that game?
Who?
Jesper Bratt, the Devil.
I think he only got two, didn't he?
He only got two, okay. He had 103 points that game, only two goals.
And Zibizdad had two power play goals first game, too. And New York looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
They look better than I thought they would. Shattenkirk's the real deal. He's happy where he's at. But I still don't think the Rangers make it in. I think they're going to fall short.
I got the Flyers over him. That was my pick.
Other news. Yamamoto for the Oilers had his debut, and they let him skate on the ice first. And I don't think I've ever seen a happier human, man. It was cool to see. That's the kind of shit that people just need to drink in a little bit more and realize that it's a game and these guys are fucking humans and, you know, get happy too and just try to fucking enjoy something, man.
Yeah.
Try to enjoy Steve Mason if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan, though. That might be hard.
Yeah,
is he done?
don't know. He's fucking garbage.
Is he done?
I hope so.
I thought he was done 5 years ago. I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised he's still in the league.
5 years ago, he was good.
Well, I'm surprised he's still a starter in the NHL, I guess I should say.
I think he cried
on opening night. I think he started to cry out there. He gave up like 3 goals on 10 shots or something like that. His first 10 shots.
He needs to go back to the fucking Kitchener Rangers in OHL.
Jesus Christ!
He's never won more than 33 games in a year.
And he won a was that his Calder year?
He was 33-20 his rookie year.
How the fuck did he win the Calder Trophy?
Exactly.
That's not even that good.
Now, in 2014, with the Flyers, he was 33-18.
Yeah, now we're talking.
And everyone was like, Mason's back.
Because now you're talking.
The year before, he only played like 5 games because he's hurt.
Right.
So he came back the next year and was really good again. 33-18 is a pretty good year. And then since then, he is 18-18, 23-19, 26-21 last year. Probably be fucking 21-26 this year.
Dude, if he wins 21 games this year, I'll give you
$5. Let's make the bet right now. How many games Steve Mason wins?
15. Oh, over under 18. I say eight even. He hits 18. 18 wins.
Doesn't hit more than 18?
No more than 18. Steve Mason. Bet Steve Tacular right now. Get it on the books.
See, in my original playoffs, I had Winnipeg at 4, and then I realized they traded him, and I put them at last.
Oh, yeah. Once I woke up and realized he was on the fucking... I put him second to last once I realized.
Yeah, Colorado.
And I think I might be dead wrong about St. Louis. I have him in 4th, but I had 5 going out of the Pacific. St. Louis seemingly is pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, what?
That, Pietrangelo or whoever the fuck? He's a real goddamn stud.
Yeah, they're good. That first game, the Penguins played good that first game. They went to OT.
Yeah, and lost. Yeah, St. Louis always fucking does this to me. Every fucking time, I should know better, that they're just going to be the opposite of what I think they're going to be. So that's what I have to start thinking. Like, if I think they're going to be good, then they're going to be good. Right?
No.
No.
Because then they're just going to be better.
Yep. Fuck.
They're going to be better than whatever you think they are.
Yeah, they're impressive. They already
thought we are.
The Wings are back to their winning ways super early, but, I mean, that's what you want.
Who? The K Wings?
Yeah, the fucking K... Ben Wilson and the K Wings. Is he banned for life?
No, he's captain again.
There's no fucking way he's the captain again.
I don't know. I doubt it.
He's probably lucky to be selling fucking Coca-Colas in the goddamn commissary. No, the Red Wings of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
But they're 1-2-0. 2-0, not many people had that, my man.
It's Trevor Daley.
As my wife, quote unquote, not surprised, motherfuckers. Jágr got a job. I heard a lot of hatred for him today, actually, on the radio. Saying that he is not a good locker room guy, and that it's going to be bad for Calgary that Jágr's there for 1 year, $1 million.
No.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hear that bullshit either, man.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
Did you see him meet all the traveling Jágrs?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I guess they're from Calgary, those guys.
What? How? Why would he be? You don't make it 27 years in the NHL and be a bad locker room guy.
Dude, saying he's a bad locker room guy, he's fucking slow. All I can think is, how is adding 20-plus goals bad for your team?
How is he a bad locker room guy? That's what I don't get.
I don't fucking know. I guess he sticks to himself or some shit. These were former NHL players saying it, man.
Who cares if he sticks to himself?
Hey.
You don't have to be best friends with someone. He's a different player. He's not like that on the ice. I mean, come on.
Dude, from what I've seen, like even the All-Star games, it looks like everybody gravitates to him, man.
Is having super fun. That's how I feel.
That's
like
what I'm saying, you know? I don't know. Is he playing tonight? Did he make his debut tonight?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
All right, let's get wrapping this up. I want to go watch some fucking hockey, actually. You're a fucking dipshit brain. Let's record at 7:30 on Tuesday.
Matt, I can't say that last name. Tkachuk?
Matt Tkachuk.
Tkachuk.
Jesus fucking... Dude. Fucking smoke cigarettes. Lay off the dope.
His dad, Keith.
Yeah, his dad, Keith. I've heard of him. Are you fucking retarded?
Was drafted with the auger.
Yeah. I've actually got a Keith Tkachuk card right next to me here.
And playing with his son now. That's got to be outrageous.
6'2", 210, lefty, born 3/28/72, Melrose. He's a masshole.
I mean, how crazy is that, though?
It's a 1997 Fleer Skybox, dude. Ultra. Oh, it's fucking nuts, dude.
To be playing with the guy's son that you came in the league with.
It's fucking badass, man. I love it. I'm a huge Auger fan. They said that they had to shut their phones down because so many people were calling to buy Auger jerseys and they didn't have any made yet. So their voicemail was just, "We don't have Auger jerseys. Call back later." And Canadians love fucking buying sweaters, dude. He's going to make so much fucking money for that organization that buying this new stadium is not going to be an issue for Calgary.
I just don't get why no one else wanted to do this. This would have happened wherever he went.
I don't know, man. Shit's weird. People are fucking weird. We want to give out a hashtag biscuit approved to Australian Nathan Walker, the first natural-born Australian to play in the NHL and scored a fucking goal in his first game. So, cheers, bud.
Saturday night.
And then the wife and I got to talking, since Australians are playing now, what happens if Samoans start playing hockey? You know how fucking scary that would be? Think about The Rock on ice skates.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Or Mark Hunt playing goalie. He fills up the whole net?
Yeah, Ray Maluga playing defense.
Yeah, Troy Polamalu. You got Troy Polamalu on your fucking fourth line grinder?
Fourth line grinder from Troy Polamalu.
Roman Reigns. Do you know he played D1 football?
Did he really?
Yeah, like Washington State or some fucking shithole. Roman Reigns, Division I football player. Can't even balance on one foot. Have you seen that teacup commercial?
No.
He looks like a fucking paraplegic fucking trying to stand on one leg.
Jesus Christ.
So we're going to bring in some segments for the year. I don't have the music ready for them yet, and I might not ever fucking do them, so...
Segments.
There you go. The first one, fighting the world. I've been fighting. Little Man of War for you fucking queers. I've got two fights for my fights of the week. I'm sure you could guess them. The fight of the week is Tanner Glass beating the fuck out of whoever the fuck that was.
Tanner Glass beat the fuck out of Zach Cassian.
Oh, Cassian. That's who it was. He fucking worked Cassian over hard.
Yeah, beat the fuck out of him.
That was awesome. Solidified that Tanner Glass might be my fifth favorite player in the league right now. I might be buying a Tanner Glass something. Fucking dildo.
Tanner Glass dildo?
I wish he was fucking going to the Olympics so I could fucking buy a USA Tanner Glass jersey. That'd be the shit. Maybe I'll just fucking pay for one. Just get it fucking custom made. I don't give a fuck.
At the fucking Notre Dame hockey game, I saw a Chicago Blackhawks Clark Griswold jersey.
Dude, those are crucial. I'd like to get the fucking the Wayne's World Campbell one.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet. What number is he wearing? Do you remember?
Shit. No, 10? I feel like it's
60 for some reason.
I think it's like 10. I definitely should be 69. Griswold's is 00, isn't it?
00, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second fight, I'm going to give Ryan Reeves his two fights, but I think the one against Cody McLeod was pretty good fucking banger. The rest of the fights, there's, you know, it seems like there's a lot of fights, but it's just because it's opening week. They'll stop, but a lot of people are doing them right now because a lot of guys are trying to get jobs and shit too. So you'll see it early, then it'll disappear, then you'll see it again come playoff time. Not in the playoffs, but at the end of the year, you'll see it. Guys trying to bid for a, you know, roster spot, you know, trying to get some time on the ice there. I did see...
Calgary's all up in the news. Glass, Yager.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, they are. They sure are, man. And I still think they're top three out of Pacific. I think... I don't know. I like Calgary. I like Calgary a lot. I hear a lot of fucking...
I have them top three Pacific.
I hear a lot of bullshit about Mike Smith, but I think he's still a fine goalie.
Oh yeah,
and he literally we've talked about this you know a bunch. He doesn't have to do as he doesn't have to be the captain of this team like he was in Arizona.
No.
So I have three fuck boys. Usually we only pick one, but I've got three for this week. First fuckboy, I guess like the three stars, but I'm doing three fuckboys, I guess, is Steve Mason, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Should win it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Second one is Cal Clutterbuck, and I saw someone on Twitter get at us because I had mentioned that, I'm sure you didn't see it, but during the Blue Jackets-Islanders game, there was a scrum in the corner, and I forget who it was like down on their hands and knees, and Clutterbuck came up and I cross-checked him across the nameplate, uncalled for, whatever it happened. So he skates away, and a young rookie for Columbus who played at Ohio State, Zach Dalpe, comes up to him like, hey, dude, you can't fucking do that to my teammate, drops his fucking gloves, and Clutterbuck, who's been in the league for, 13 years, looks at him and pusses out so fucking hard, dude. It was unfortunate because Dalpe took the penalty anyhow, but so maybe that was fucking Clutterbuck rope-a-doping him, but dude, he looked like such a bitch, dude. And I will for now be calling him Cal Buttercup, like we were sent to on Twitter. I thought that was hilarious. And the third one is Andres Anthonisiou. You piece of shit. I hate these fucking guys that think they're better than the NHL and that think they're fucking... You haven't done fuck of anything, buddy. You think you're going to have a better situation than playing for the fucking Detroit Red Wings?
No, he would have been beloved.
Dude, he's a fucking prick.
I know, but I mean, you might have fans over there, but you wouldn't have had fans like Detroit Red Wings fans.
No, you could be the next fucking Zetterberg. I mean, those Detroit, Michigan fans, Ohio fans, Pittsburgh fans, sports idols, they're gods. That's all we got.
Yeah, that and cornfields.
Yeah, Michigan, half the people can't read.
No.
So fuck him. And I was glad because Josh Anderson was going to make this list, but he ended up signing with Columbus for the exact amount that they offered him to begin with. So I don't know what his fucking deal was, but yeah. So he's there. He's playing tonight. I hope he gets in a fight. I could use the points in my fantasy league.
Fantasy league's been awesome so far.
It's super fun. I'm glad we're doing it. I'm having a blast. Hopefully we can, you know, next year expand it too. You know, maybe make the league bigger if we get some response on there. Brennan just tweeted me and says center ice was free last week. Why didn't I know that? I don't know. Fucking read your bill. I mean,
why would that be in your bill the month before?
I don't know. I knew fucking Sunday tickets free for the first Sunday of the year.
Yeah, that shit's always free. NBA is free the first week.
So is the first week of fucking Center Ice.
Yeah, shit's always like that.
I'm pretty sure I fucking told his drunk ass that, too.
It's because they want you to buy it. So you like you watch it for a week, and you're like, this fucking rules. And then it goes away, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, Center Ice is the shit, dude. I highly recommend it. I know Darren, Fourth Line Boys, fucking hates it, but he hates a lot of stuff. And he's going to be coming on soon. I've been fucking busy, man. And my internet didn't fucking work all fucking weekend, so that's why we're recording on Tuesday. I want to go. I want to watch hockey, dude. Tell them where to find us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Fourth Line.
Is it Canadian Thanksgiving?
It was like fucking Friday or some shit.
Do we let them celebrate that?
I just let him. I said Happy Thanksgiving.
Are they allowed to call it Thanksgiving, though? I feel like we should make them call it something else. Like, it's Boxing Day, isn't it?
I don't know. It was like last Thursday, wasn't it?
No, no, dude. I'm going to go piss on this fucking car, though. I know that. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher Radio. We are on Google Play Music. We are Buzzsprout's number one hockey podcast. We are sponsored by Lucid Float Spas in Mount Vernon, Ohio. We are on Facebook. Have you been putting the episodes up on Facebook, or no one's doing that again?
I don't even have a Facebook account.
You fucking are the admin for the goddamn biscuit.
I will get a Facebook account again.
How did you just lose one?
I don't want to talk about it.
Selling dope. Selling dope, yeah. Selling dope on fucking Facebook.
Through Facebook Live. Hey, guys, come over.
I guarantee there's fucking kids that do that.
Why wouldn't you?
I bought fucking dope off Craigslist fucking back in the day. Picked up a fucking case of Whippets on the way there to that guy's house, came back, fucking hung out with Chuck, and had a good old time. That was it was fucking years ago, man. That was yesterday. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I forgot.
I'm grinding my feet in this couch.
Fuck your couch. Freedom. Hockey. The biscuit.